Dr. Heidi, winter is a hard time anyway, but it's especially hard when you don't like snow and you don't like cold and you're basically spending all of your time looking at pictures of the tropics.
Right. I am obsessively pinning greenhouses right now.
That is
my coping skill.
An example of, I think, escapism.
Yes. Escapism works for a short period of time, but ultimately it keeps us from engaging with the reality of what's in front of us. And so even when that's overwhelming, it's really important to recognize that if only I had a different job, if only I had a different spouse, if only I had a different house,
if only I was in a different climate.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Those if onlys keep us stuck because they keep us from actually dealing effectively with what's in front of us. And so recognizing what's going on, recognizing that there's a time and a place for that, but then saying, okay, what does it mean to sit in this moment and to sit in this situation that's hard that God has given me and to do this well?
So it's not necessarily a bad thing. Escapism isn't. It's just a bad thing long term.
If that's the only thing you're doing, then it's a bad thing.
So it needs to be in conjunction with something else.
Yeah. Spend a few minutes on Pinterest pinning the tropics and then go build a snowman, right?
Okay.
Or go make some hot chocolate or then do something to deal with that moment that is right in front of you.
It sounds like the if onlys, the more you do it, the more you end up making a plan for a situation that you're not in. This is how
right.
I will act when I finally get a better job, not this is how I should react to what I'm going through now.
And when you do that, life around you falls apart because you're not fully engaged, that you're not problem solving, you're not dealing with it, and you're not bringing Christ into that current struggle, into that current moment that you're in. And that's where our hope is as believers. As believers, we can deal with winter because of Jesus, right? And we can deal with whatever is making this winter especially hard, whatever situation it is. The snow might be the least of some of your worries,
right?
But because of Jesus, he can give us the courage to sit in that moment and recognize that as hard as it is, he is with us in it. And sometimes the next thing is just putting one foot in front of the other. There are moments in therapy when you realize that it's not about new insight. It's not about a new coping skill. It's just about putting one foot in front of the other and doing the work that we already know we need to do and trusting God with the outcome, trusting him that spring will come, that something will change, and that we will have hope even when we can't see it right now.